Test.
Recording.
This is the first recording.
Night recording.
Amazon.
Or the night.
Ayahuasca visions and dreams are of the same world. Sitting in the dugout canoe, my indigenous companion is paddling, slowly heading up river, and my mind is wandering. The sun just went down, the sky is intense red, the forest has turned dark green. The air is thick and sonic and humid, hypnotic. Going to see an ayahuasquero sings magnificent icaros, shaman songs, songs of knowledge and power that are vegetal poems that invoke another reality and allow us to enter into this other world. These icaros can be like ropes that we can hang on to when we're drowning in the visions. I've been bowled over like by big waves in the visions. The only thing to do is to listen to the melody and to hang on to it, follow it. Breathe and hold on to the melody. That's got me out of trouble several times. When I think of Icaros, these are songs of drunkenness, and they say these Icaro songs are paths that allow us to understand drunkenness and navigate in it when we are in drunkenness. Through the melodies we can see, and when we see we understand and we know. Anthropologist Jean-Pierre Chomet says this is how the experience of the ayahuasca shaman is ordered. First, shamans see. What they see gives them knowledge. And that knowledge is power. shows up with his ayahuasca in a bottle. The cork is made of an old corn cob. The liquid is reddish, almost brown. The taste is terrible. It's so bitter, it makes me shudder.
Ayahuasca, 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 mamá y cuna. Cuida nampa, shamari kumpai.
The sun lights his mapacho, dark tobacco rolled in a cigarette, has an acrid smell. The smoke protects from evil spirits. Smoke. Blows his smoke onto the crown of my head, and I can feel a kind of cleansing with pearls and diamonds in his smoke. To the left and to the right and above and below the crown and then on the hands. And there's also the perfume, the little bottle of flowered water. Sweet smell of flowers. Puts perfume in his mouth and spits a bit of perfume on me. It's delicious. Puts some on my temples and on the crown of my head in this mix of flower smell and tobacco smoke. And plunged into this almost liquid space, sonic space. And smoke are like oxygen that clean and guide and calm.
Good. Enjoy it.
Swallow the bitter liquid.
A sentarse tampoco. Where?
We're sitting on the platform of a quiet house, surrounded by the sounds of the forest at night. And in the silence, forest seems to turn up the volume, and the shaman starts whistling a melody at a barely audible level. My field of vision has splashes of images that fit the dissonant loops of his melodies, which are so simple that they go right to the bottom of my heart. And these melodies are like a technology for navigating modified consciousness. Shaman is shaking his kappa leaves to beat the rhythm. The sound of gasoline runs around space like a ventriloquist from left to right, from up to down.
Ayahuasca, 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 mamaycuna. Cuida nampa, yamari cumpai. Arcananche, sesión citaini. Arcananche, los presentes. Guarmisita, Juan Quincito. Sinche, sinche, medicina. Chuya, chuya, alma citaini. Guaira, guaira, espirituoini. Arcananche, arcanita. Mamancuna, troncoinita. Pachamaycuna, yamaycuna, cayrerí. Pachamaycuna, yamaycuna, cayrerí. Pachamaycuna, yamaycuna, cayrerí. Limpia, limpia, guarmisita y cuna. Limpia, limpia, guanquincito y cuna. Na 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 ni no ni no ni no. Re 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 re
red inside my body.
choirs of bird sounds and melodies and visions, and opening my head and my heart. Leaning on a tree, vomiting colors, electric red. And suddenly I can feel these entities that are standing just behind my head, just out of my field of vision. A white one to my right and a dark one to my left. Start telling me what to do. Say, rinse your mouth with water, but don't swallow the water. And I follow their advice, and once I've finished these ablutions, I go back to where the shaman is singing, and he stops and asks me if they told me not to drink the water. And I managed to say yes. And then he continues his song. De la selva yari.
Tronco y runa y ari maria dioncita y nai 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 como brilla cuna la medicina de nuestro abuelo donare tronco.
Kaleidoscopic images of rodents with bloodied mouths and worrying images of my father. All that is quickly replaced by two enormous fluorescent serpents, 15 yards long, 1 yard high, with colors 10 to 100 times more intense than ordinary reality. These serpents start explaining things to me in a telepathic language that goes right through my forehead. And the first thing they say is, "You're just a tiny human being. A tiny human being. Out of my body like a rocket. changing his melody.
Vegetalize my brain.
green. And my vegetalized brain shows me images of animals and plants. Ayahuasca is like a telephone that allows us to get over the communication barrier that separates us.
Sinakano ya vi ga sinakano ya vi ga sinakano bo ya vi ga ko a ke ba ke sa ganin lupu nere sigimantai ganin fire ya se fue
Thank you.
man and see myself through his eyes. And I'm way up there, 5'10" and not even looking at him. And he's talking to me. And I'm going, I'm visibly lost in my ideas, thinking once again about all kinds of important thoughts. Dad is always reading books and writing things and thinking. But meanwhile, he's passing by his kids and the life of his kids. And I realize that the absolute priority is not to pass by my children. And I see in this film that it's urgent for me to pay attention each time my children speak to me, to look at them, put myself at their level, and listen for real to what they say, and banish the and I know that it's true because I've seen it. And now that I've seen it, I can't unsee it. And so it behooves me to change my practice.
Tara, we you, Tara. tarawe ni tarawe yo tarawe tarawe yo tarawe ni tarawe yo tarawe.
Shock of seeing this reality, said it leaves ordinary reality in the dust. And what is this reality and non-reality? What if it were just one more dichotomy? What if instead of asking what is more real on one side or the other, what if we just blew up the opposition between the two and accepted to superpose different realities, different states of consciousness? So I think it's in my interest to combine systems of knowledge, combine ordinary and non-ordinary consciousness. And it's about going back and forth like a kind of a weaver. Sometimes lucid, sometimes drunk, and sometimes lucid, and sometimes drunk, and slowly but surely the tapestry emerges.
Ayotana, waso ayotana, waso ayo yamato, kina waso ayo, kina ke waso bupa, kina ka iba bupa. Bima bupa no, kina hako bima ke, so ishi na hako bupa, da joshi na bupa, aja bima bupa.
What I see as I look at the tapestry is that what we call nature is intelligent. I see intelligence in nature. I superpose the two maps and I see the treasure. And the treasure is an intelligent nature of which we are a part.
Rao yobano, rao akutana, hane wampainima, racho robo yamake, nacho nacho bobano, meyacho kabobano, shinacho karobano. Yontana, chokaso yontana, mia neche yobano, rajo neche yontana, buenso año shamana, buenso año vayenge. Ayontana, buenso año shamanso, buenso año tana, no jai kasanande, no jai kasanande. Hoebe wa sanane, hoebe wa kanove, no jae ka sanane. He no jae ka sanane. Na ta bende se o ma. Bendice, voy a mangue, no.
rabo te ven. Bendece vos, Yamana. Cuando sana me. No te cuando sana me. Sonka, era que chavo.
The rain is falling on the leaves. Sound is relaxing. After the ayahuasca experience, looking for rest. Sleep. My body's tired. After the ordeal. And sleep. Rest are welcome. Sleep will take me to the land of dreams, which is just next door to the land of visions. According to the indigenous people, the ayahuasca visions and dreams are of the same world.
Mm-hmm.